This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 980. What do these phrases say about parenting in American culture?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we'll get four phrases that parents used to say back in the day, but you'd never hear today. What does this tell us about American culture and how it's changed? Use this episode to build your cultural knowledge for better connections.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I am doing really good. We're here in mid-July, the middle of the summer. And Michelle, actually, I wanted to start off today by saying thank you to our reviewers in iTunes. Guys, we love your reviews. Michelle, don't we love them?
We love them. Right. We really do.
Yeah, we do. So thank you to Hamigal from USA, Nadir at Golam Shashi from the US, Wow Haha 888 from Taiwan, Echo Ri 1997 from Thailand, and Werlin Lee from China. Guys, one more. Popunyonyo from Japan. Guys, we love your reviews. Let us know what you think of the show. Go over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave us a review.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. It means so much to us. Really makes our day, really.
Yeah, it really does. And remember, guys, if you're having trouble following along and you want to know exactly what we're saying on the show, you can get the transcripts every Monday for the upcoming week. If you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, you will also save 50% on the price. So good. All right, cool.
Fantastic. Yes. All right, cool. So, Lindsay, we've talked about this a little bit before. So your mom, she is in child psychology. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where she got her PhD. So she doesn't, she was never a practicing psychologist. Yeah. She was a college professor, rather. So she would teach like teachers how to teach, really. And she also taught some developmental psychology classes in the psych department.
Oh, how cool. And I remember you were telling me once that she had like a focus on gender. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did her PhD on, I think, gender. Oh, no. I think I was actually like the connection between the mother and the child as it varies based on socioeconomic factors, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So you must have like learned a lot of interesting things about children and parenting growing up. Did you get to learn a lot about that?
Well, I don't know if I learned about them, but I think I was the experiment. So yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. No, I was just curious because like as more and more of my friends have children, it's just interesting to see them becoming parents, right? And like, do you have friends who have children?
Oh yeah, of course. It is really interesting. It's interesting to see people kind of play out their parents' patterns, like what their parents did unconsciously, right? And then to see how people are innovating and inventing their own ways to be parents in the world in this era. Right.
Right. I mean, and being a parent seems incredibly hard.
Oh, God, yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I think that over time, you know, it changes so much, like this idea of like what good parenting is. And like a lot of times when people look back at the past, there are things that they like, but there are things that they say, oh, how could that have happened? Right. How could you do that? Right.
Well, yeah, our culture changes, right? Yep. So things change. So things that were said back when we were kids or even when our parents were kids were just so different. Like, I remember everyone, people always say like, oh, when I was a kid back in the 60s or the 50s, we could run around all day, you know, right. And my mom just said, just be back when it's dark. Like, there was no, like, there wasn't as much fear. I feel like there wasn't as much fear in the culture. Kids were like able to run wild more.
Right. Yeah, I've definitely heard about that as well. Yeah. So today we're going to examine that a little bit more and talk about these changes in the culture and in parenting over time. So there's an article. You found this article, Lindsay.
Yeah, this is an article in Red Book magazine, which is a common cultural magazine here in the U.S. by Charlotte Hilton Anderson on December 13th, 2017. So that is the context there, guys. Cool.
Right. So it's kind of talking about, I think they talk about millennials and Gen X parents.
Oh, man, this is a big topic.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lindsay, what do you think is the reputation of millennial parents? Do you think there's like a reputation?
Well, it's kind of interesting because we know that like it's commonly said that the millennial generation themselves were parented as like the trophy generation. Right. So like, you know, we're both, I'm kind of on the cusp of Gen X and millennial, and you're millennial. And, you know, I can say that when I was growing up, my parents were definitely all about, oh, you're great. Like the trophy idea, right? You should get a trophy no matter what. Uh-huh. Like you're doing a great job, and just the praise, the constant praise that was taught to them as parents in those days. So the question is like, how are these millennial people parenting now? They're turning around and they're becoming parents. I don't know, because it's too early to say, right?
Wait, so you're saying that millennials' parents were like, oh, everyone's a winner?
Yeah, the trophy generation, right? Like Gen Y.
I thought that it was more, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it's more that millennials are like that, but I don't know if like we were treated that way. I don't know. What do you think?
But don't you think that like that's how why we're that way? Because we were parented that way. Like that the messages that our parents give us are the ones we end up valuing as adults, right? So this idea of, I don't know, we could do another episode on generation differences. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fascinating. But I think that, you know, the way that millennials, like people our age, are now going to parent is certainly a reflection of how they were parented.
Sure. Yeah, I never really thought about that. Now I have to look at some, do some self-reflection. I remember I was on a cruise when I was like 10.
Yeah.
And my brother and I did the talent show. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, yeah, we really nailed that talent show. Like we're gonna get the first prize. And then everybody got first prize.
Yeah, that's an example, right? So that wouldn't have happened in our parents' generation.
Right.
Like when our parents were growing up in the 50s, they would have been like, oh, you did a bad job.
Right.
But there's something that happened in the 80s, in this country at least, around the research, I think, and about praising children, that happened for many parents. They praised their children, maybe overpraised their children, maybe. And then they became this everyone is a winner idea, and that boosted people's self-confidence. But the argument now is like for people in their 30s now is like, is it real? Is it legitimate confidence? Are they building their skills in the same way that they're building their confidence? Or have they just always been told they're a winner, but they're actually not building their skills in that proportion?
You know? And I think it's just getting even more intense with the millennials and, you know, just becoming parents is like, I feel like I hear all the time about, you know, that like that millennials are like very intense, like parenters that like, wanting everything to be fair, everybody to be a winner. Like, and so I guess it's just kind of like everything kind of came together from, I guess, as what you're saying, which makes sense, like the way they were brought up.
Exactly. Like, are we protecting kids too much? You know, are we giving kids, are we really preparing kids for the future? Right. Reality is not so cozy and comfy, right?
It's like, certainly not.
you're gonna fail someday. Like, how are you gonna deal with that if you've always been told that you're always gonna win, that you're always a winner? So interesting.
Yeah. So it is really interesting. Something that we could do an entire everything on, but let's just go into a few of them. So there were 21 things. We're gonna do a few of them today, that, you know, again, these are what parents used to say that would shock millennial parents. Okay.
Okay. So this is kind of something that parents might have said like in the 50s, right? Or the 60s to their kids. But now people our age, if we're becoming parents, we would never say this to our kids. Is that what we're looking at now?
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
So some of them are, yeah.
Guys, some big and exciting things are coming to the new iOS app soon, so be sure that you download it and start listening over there so that you don't miss a thing. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses if you have an iOS device today. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Okay, Lindsay, what's the first one?
So let's imagine a brother and sister are like touching each other and poking each other and like just fighting, right? So the parent would say, if you don't quit touching your brother, I'll cut your fingers off and let the doctor sew them back on.
Oh my God. Would your mom say anything like this one, Lindsay?
No, because my mom was in that age. Well, my mom was, you know, she was a child psychologist. So she was like at the beginning of that generation where this research was coming out. Like you have to praise kids. And you can't say this kind of thing. But yeah, I think this is something that you would have heard more in the 50s, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So like my parents wouldn't have said this, but it's more for like maybe something that could have been said to our parents. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Yeah, no. So these phrases are so interesting because they show us how much the culture's changed. American culture.
And at one point this was no problem to say. I mean, and of course, if you said something like this now, this would be like a huge problem if somebody heard you saying this. So someone in the article talked about like saying these things in public, right? So if someone said these in public, don't you think they'd get a reaction, Lindsay?
I think they would someone would probably call the police and report like abusive parents potentially. Or like, honestly, like I think we just have a culture that's so much more reactive now. Yeah. So the way we speak has kind of been moderated based on that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. Okay. What's the second one?
Okay. The second one is put some beer in her bottle. It'll help her sleep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard parents giving their children alcohol like way, way back.
Really? That's so funny.
I've heard of it. I mean, it didn't happen to me, but I think this would make people cringe now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you wouldn't hear this now. You might think it as a parent, right? But I don't know. This is something in American culture, at least you wouldn't hear it probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay, this next one is huge.
Oh, this is huge. Well, this is opening another can of worms.
Exactly.
Right?
So
this is okay, go ahead. You want to share
all
it,
right. Michelle? Who cares if she fails math? She's just going to be a mom. Ouch.
This is very 1950s, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is a huge sign of the times. I mean, because, you know, today, I mean, women are not thought of as like just being moms. Like if they decide to do that, that's their decision. Like there are many stay at home moms who are highly educated and, you know, whatever choice somebody makes is the right one for them. But like to say that about a woman, you know, or like a little girl is kind of putting this idea of like, first of all, that just gonna be a mom is like that being a mom is like somehow like, oh, well, that's all, you know?
Yeah.
And then also just saying like, oh, well, women aren't having careers.
Yeah, no, this would be completely unacceptable now. But in the 50s and 40s, maybe the 60s, it would have been completely normal for a dad to say this, right? To her, to the wife, maybe like talking about the daughter, right? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that's an interesting one. And so number five, I guess this is the fourth one we're doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
this is the last one. I just chose a few that were really interesting to me. Is what, Lindsay?
It is, oh, you can walk home by yourself, right? So this sheds light on how much more protective we've become as a culture, like as parent, you know, parenting has become so much more protective because there's been it's so hard, right? I wonder if it's just a function of the fact that the news is just more in our face now. So back in the day, like I'm sure there were abductions of children back in the 50s, but we didn't hear about it because the news wasn't like all over all the time. Yeah. But now we just hear about it more often. So we're so terrified that we coddle our kids, right? And we protect them. We don't let them be alone. right? It's probably actually less common. I mean, I know that on a grand scale, our culture has gotten safer than it was in the 60s and the 70s. Like if you look at the crime rates in New York, for example, it's actually gotten a lot safer.
Right. Yeah, that's true, especially with the New York example. I don't know about like the 50s or, I mean, I know that like, you know, you hear that people used to leave their doors unlocked and like, right. You know, I don't know exactly like if it's safer or not as safe. But I don't know. I guess I have this feeling that it's not as safe now, but you're right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true. And I think it's a good point that you brought up about like the news and how information spreads. Who knows?
No, I think crime in general, I have to look this up, but I think I remember hearing that crime in general, yeah, it says violent crime in the U.S. has fallen sharply over the past quarter century here. This is from Fact Tank, the Pew Research Center. So this is a reputable site here. It says that the two most commonly cited sources of crime statistics both show a substantial decline in the violent crime rate since it peaked in the early 1990s.
So, but that's the 90s. So, like, that's if we're 90s. Talking about, like, 60s, like, I'm curious what that would be.
Yeah, we'll have to do a follow-up.
Yeah, we'll have to research the crime rate.
Really interesting.
100 years, but, and we can talk about
it. Yeah, so since the 90s, it's certainly fallen, but we'll have to go further back. But, yeah, so interesting. I mean, these phrases tell us so much about how the culture has changed, at least our way of thinking about things.
Right, exactly. And, like, it's also interesting to think about what parents are doing now. Like millennial parents that one day, you know, their kids will be reading and saying, oh, can you believe that that's how people used to talk, what people used to do? So I wonder what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's another cliche, right? We talked about cliches last week. It's like, you sound like your mother, right? Like, I'm becoming my mother. Such a cliche in the U.S., right? This idea, like, we can't help it. Like, we take on how we were parented, right? We can also be conscious and make choices to parent differently, of course. But to some extent, those are patterns that we have. So.
Right. No, it's so true. That's so interesting. But yeah, guys, I really want to know because this is so, so incredibly cultural. Please write to us and let us know, like, you know, which of these things do you identify with? Like, which of these things are true in your culture or maybe different or what's changed about parenting in your culture?
Yeah, exactly. So guys, come back to our blog for this one. Come back to the blog and type in episode number. What episode is this, Michelle? 980. And leave us a comment. Tell us, like Michelle said, which ones do you resonate with? How has your culture changed over the years in terms of these topics like violence and also gender roles, right? That kind of thing. Very interesting.
Yeah. And just, you know, realize, you know, I think the main point is that, you know, what's normal changes from generation to generation. And, you know, we have to learn from the past mistakes. But I also think it's important to realize, like, what was positive. And then also realize, like I said, is that one day you are going to be the one to be blamed. How could you have said that? Yeah. So anyway, interesting. Guys, go check out that article for even more examples and let us know what you think.
All right. Very cool, Michelle. Good topic today. It's fun to branch into cultural stuff. It's good. I mean, this is important for our listeners, too. You guys need this context, these topics to be able to break into conversation. You know, with new people.
Oh, yeah. Connection. That's what this is about, right? So I think, you know, definitely good conversation starters.
All right, cool. Michelle, have a good week. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work.
Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.